Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
All right, we have a couple of run, do not walks that we're going to drop your way. And I have a brisk walk. Don't run, but it's worth going to the theater for.
Okay.
What do you got?
I'm going to make you go first because I'm going to need some time to break down what we watched over the weekend.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to start with my run, do not walk.
Okay.
And then I'll go to my brisk walk after that.
Okay.
My run, do not walk is an ESPN 30 by 30.
They're all great.
They are all great.
Yeah.
You're right. The 1985 Chicago Bears 30 by 30 on ESPN.
Okay.
Is worth the 2 hours.
Dang.
And 30 minutes.
All right.
That you will pour into it.
I thought those were normally short.
They are not. 2 hours and 30 minutes. On the Chicago Bears 1985 Super Bowl run.
By the way, it dropped in 2016.
It was, well, I don't care when it dropped. It played yesterday on ESPN. It was awesome. It was awesome.
Okay.
What's your run, do not walk?
I am pretty sure that you and Sam are the only two people in America. In America.
330 million people.
That did not watch Baby Reindeer on Netflix over the weekend.
We did not.
When you have the trailer, Sam, let me know.
Sam was too busy celebrating his birthday. Go ahead.
I can't even listen to that noise.
I really don't know where it's going to end. I think one of us is going to have to die now.
You say this woman's stalking you?
Yeah, like 6 months maybe.
Why'd it take you so long to report it?
I think she needs help. She comes to my work, my house. She sends me emails, like, all the time.
Are any threatening towards you?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that's particularly threatening.
There's a reason you're keeping her around, and maybe it's what she gives you.
Really manly hands, haven't you? Chiseled jawline. Should we run away together?
So you're a comedian?
Sort of.
It's not going well.
So is that a question?
Somebody hurt you, didn't they? Who was it?
Martha, can you let go of my hand now, please? Martha, please let go!
Don't you dare!
Okay.
Whoa, that sounded angry.
It is a run, stop what you're doing, run, do not walk.
Baby reindeer.
She calls him Baby Reindeer.
On Netflix.
It's a cross between Misery with Kathy Bates and something else I cannot get out of my head. All of my children have binged it. All of my friends have binged it. I'm going to warn you, you will start it. You will finish it that night. I don't care when
Is
you start it.
Is it a movie or a series?
There are six.
Okay.
You will not stop. You will not eat. You will not get up to go to the bathroom.
What?
It is a true story. And the man who plays the victim, the stalking victim, is the actual stalking victim. The actor who plays the stalking victim, Scott, is him. And I didn't find that out until I watched it.
So he's the real life guy.
He is the real life guy. It reached number one in 30 countries on Netflix overnight. I'm going to say that again. It reached number one in 30 countries when it debuted.
Well, if we're going to talk about number one, we went to see last night the number one movie in America, Civil War.
Okay.
It is shown through the lenses
okay.
of two photojournalists.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you would like it.
I think I would like it.
Yeah, right. It is a brisk walk. I was expecting a run, do not walk out of this movie.
You are poo-pooing my drop what you're doing with a brisk walk at a theater.
I am.
No, we're going back to Baby Reindeer, and here's why. Phones are ringing. Okay. Over 4.5 years, Scott, this bartender received 41,000 emails, 744 tweets, 106 pages of letters, and wait for it, 350 hours of voicemail messages from this woman.
She's clearly got a problem.
And then if you're a man and you go into a police department and you try to say, like, look, this woman is emailing me. Let's just say the police did not drop everything to try to help him. And we'll leave it at that.
Is this British or American? It sounded British.
It is. But again, it's number one in the 30 countries where it's streaming. I cannot get it out of my head.
I will check it out tonight. I can't because apparently we were playing pickleball.
Mm. She calls him baby reindeer. Now when I hear the word reindeer.
What do you mean she calls him baby
reindeer?
That's
what she calls him.
I mean, by all accounts, she is stalking him.
You think?
Yeah.
Baby reindeer. He's just a bartender, Scott, and she walks in and then his life gets turned upside down.
By the way, are we caving on this whole pickleball thing that quickly?
Yes.
It sounded like it.
We're all going to play tonight.
Wow, I'm ashamed. I mean, I'll be there, but I'm ashamed.
350 hours of voicemail messages.
Dana, some women are crazy.
And not all of it was like, I want to marry you, I want to be with you. Some of it was, one of the messages he showed the police in that trailer was, just had an egg for breakfast. Like, it's just constant reaching out.
And it's a true story.
Yes! It's a true story.
Okay, well, some women are crazy.
Well, yeah.
Are they not?
Yes, 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 yes. Here's the other reason I love it.
I could have made a joke right there, but I did not.
It's hard for people to understand why you wouldn't just say, leave me alone, which he does.
He tells her, leave me alone.
Yes, yes.
Countless times.
Yes.
Okay.
Like, how did this go on for as long as it did?
He's not interested.
Does
he ever give in to her towards?
Scott, you know how it's hard for you to be mean to people? And if you were a bartender and someone came in who was down on their luck and didn't have any money and happened to be obese.
Oh.
Okay. That's got to be part of the discussion.
So she's a larger woman.
She's a much larger woman. You would be nice. You would be like, hey, you know what? Let me get you a cup of tea on the house. It looks like you've had a rough day. And then
some lettuce.
And well,
wow.
It would be hard for you to be mean to somebody even after
kidding.
It goes
that was a joke.
To an extreme. Although most people listening would be like, no, I would have cut it off. But she just keeps showing up where you work. What are you supposed to do? Right?
Tell her to stop.
Okay. And then that doesn't work. Then what do you do?
I don't know.
I'm stressed out just talking about it. And we watched Wednesday night.
Let me ask you. If you had somebody who stalked you, how would you handle it?
I think in the beginning I would have done the same thing. You're trying to be nice. You're just trying to be nice.
Okay.
And then it turns into this other thing and you're like, And I do think it would be different if it was a man stalking a woman. I don't think it would have been, you know, 350 hours of voice messages before police maybe thought there's a problem here.
Or you get a restraining order.
Correct.
I mean, at that point,
I mean, part of the issue is he's a man.
Well, he's also
she's
incredibly
a woman.
Lonely, according to the trailer.
Sam, I cannot wait. I texted Scott over the weekend. Please watch this so we can talk about it on Monday. That is everyone's homework this week, and then we'll bring it back once you guys see it.
I have Netflix. I will watch.
Oh my gosh!
What is it? Reindeer baby.
Baby reindeer.
A baby reindeer.
No, okay. He was too busy ruining kids' lives who were trying to lip sync.
Oh, it's just
you're
what
horrible.
Are you talking?
I'm just kidding.
Oh my gosh!
I'm kidding.
I was very kind. The gal who did Somewhere Over the Rainbow. My first words to her were, "You are adorable."
Oh,
you are adorable.
And you gave her a 9. You mentioned that.
I did give her a 9. That is correct. Okay, baby reindeer.
Run, do not walk, and we will talk about it when you have finished.
Okay. Can I just give you my real quick on Civil War?
Yeah?
It goes through the lenses of two photojournalists. I like the movie. I don't know why it's number one in America.
Then you lost me at valet jog. If you tell me you want me to leave my house and go to a theater
and pay
$30, why are we even discussing the jog?
Because I'm trying to warn people that this movie is really not that great.
Okay. Because I'm not running or walking or valet jogging.
That's right. Okay. It's an okay movie. You never understand why the United States is involved in a civil war. There is some gratuitous violence. It's entertaining. I think the character building is good, but you never really understand why we're at war with each other.
Okay. I will not run.
And that bothered me.
Or walk or valet jog.
I would.
And I would like the last 2 minutes back, please.
I would watch it on Netflix. I would not pay $20 to go see it in the theater. That's all.
Okay.
913-586-7798. Mm-hmm.
Greatest song of all time. And Billboard Charts has just tweeted, and Taylor Swift has retweeted, that she has become the first artist in history to occupy the entire top 14 spots of the Hot 100 simultaneously. From 14 up, The Smallest Man Who Ever Lived, followed by Alchemy, Love of My Life, Fresh Out of the Slammer, Guilty of Sin, Who's Afraid of Little Old Me, Florida, But Daddy, I Love Him, My Boy Only Breaks His Favorite Toys, So Long London, The Tortured Poets Department, I Can Do It with a Broken Heart, number 2, Down Bad, and number 1, Fortnite featuring Post Malone. That is incredible.
Okay, you're right. So I'm on Billboard.com, and they have either not updated their top Hot 100, but then they have a story here that says Taylor Swift has made history, as you just mentioned, Dana, claiming the top 14 spots on the Billboard Hot 100 songs chart.
Wait, that is weird. If you go into that story, there's a link to the Billboard Hot 100, and you click on that link, and it's got Hozier as the number one.
Hozier's number one. That's right.
Well, but maybe she attained it for several days, and then there's a new number one. I don't know. It's still incredible. She's got the top 14. Update to some breaking news we first covered in the 2 o'clock hour. Sad, sad news out of Charlotte. Sources are now saying at least one U.S. Marshal has been killed. Several officers shot while serving a warrant in East Charlotte. They are still calling this an active situation with numerous law enforcement officers shot in Charlotte.
That's too bad. We will keep you posted on that story. Also, updates on the... I'm sorry. Is your afternoon ruined as you get shoved into the cop car? The protests around the country at college campuses... UT Austin is the latest. Story here from the Kansas City Star, Dana Wright. The city of Kansas City is taking steps to shut down an unlicensed business that Kansas City police have been called to 116 times in the past year. In the past year. That is one every 3 days.
Yep.
One of the calls to Up in Smoke, located at 3710 Independence Avenue, was a shooting on Sunday. A man was shot, transported to a local hospital with injuries that were not life-threatening, according to Sergeant Phil DiMartino. No arrests have been made. The case remains active. Another was a triple shooting in December that left a 20-year-old woman dead. The smoke shop has been operating without a license since at least December 2022. According to a letter from the city to owner Elvin Boone, the business was open Thursday afternoon of last week. A handful of patrons were in the shop, including a couple of people who were playing an electronic gambling machine. Two employees behind the counter at the shop declined to comment. At a second location, which is licensed, Boone, through an employee, declined to comment.
How long do you let it go before it is declared a nuisance property and you shut it down? I would say 116 calls for service is way too long.
Why do you not padlock the door? You're unlicensed.
Yeah.
You're clearly a nuisance. We've been called here 116 times in the last year.
My guess is the left hand does not know what the right hand is doing, and the police department has not had meaningful, serious talks with the city. That the police department can't padlock it. It's going to have to be the city.
Okay. But the city could do that through the police department, could they not?
Yes. But my guess is the left hand, which is the police department, is not talking to the right hand, which is the city. Shut it down. What are we waiting for? Because what's going to happen is there's going to be someone shot and killed.
That happened in December.
Yes, escalate. And then everyone's going to go, well, why didn't they shut it down?
Are these calls a product of the business or a product of the area?
Probably both. Wouldn't you think?
If it's an unlicensed...
I don't disagree with you. The fact that it's unlicensed, that's a problem. But this is not the greatest area in Kansas City when it comes to prominence of crime.
But it doesn't say 116 calls in the vicinity on Independence Avenue. It says 116 calls for service there.
To up in smoke.
Building. Mm-hmm. Okay. Specifically. Shut it down.
How do you do that?
The city comes in and puts a padlock on it. It's happened before. Now, does the owner have some sort of due process where you could appeal?
Not if you don't have a license.
My guess is if there's no license, no.
You don't have a license to sell what you're selling. I mean, think of this another way. If there was a bar that was serving booze.
Sure.
And they didn't have an alcohol license, how long do you think it would be until the ABC showed up and shut them down? A day? Two?
Yeah.
Maybe three.
Maybe.
They wouldn't take a day to shut down a bar that was operating without an alcohol license.
But again, we're talking about Independence and Cleveland Avenue.
And?
This isn't, you know, Mission Road. I hate to say it like that, but that's the way that
Wow.
Ooh, man. Sam, I disagree with you just because the calls for service were right there at that specific location. Not in the vicinity of the location, at that location.
People are getting shot. The latest call, Sam, was yesterday. Not a month ago.
Now, please don't think I'm defending this store.
I know you're not.
Okay.
Not a month ago, somebody was shot at this Up in Smoke. I'm assuming this is kind of like a Smokes for Less store.
I want to be clear. There are two businesses named Up in Smoke.
One is
up in the Northeast, Up in Smoke. This is not the one we're talking about. One is at 3710 Independence Avenue. That is the one we're talking about. And by the way, when you pull this up, it says open 24 hours. Open 24 hours.
Well, you never know when you need a cigarette or something. What does it take to shut down a business like that? Somebody was shot there yesterday. Somebody was murdered there in December of 2022. Clearly, this is not the kind of business you want in your city. Do you disagree?
Then why has it gone on this long?
I have no idea.
Why?
I have no idea. 913-586-7798. 586-7798. She is Dana Wright. That guy over there is Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott, here on KMBZ.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
So further down in this story, the city's multidisciplinary public safety task force, the MPSTF, man, that's a lot of words, began identifying businesses with a high number of 311 complaints or violent incidents to make safer, with the aim of keeping them operational. The group held several canvassing events, including one along Independence Avenue last year, said the mayor, Quentin Lucas, at that event. This is the sort of intervention, this is the sort of work that needs to be done. The group identified Up in Smoke on Independence Avenue as a high-risk location for criminal activity. So why not shut it down? They are unlicensed, 116 calls in the last year, a shooting on Sunday, a murder a couple of years ago. What does it take to shut down a business?
Could their argument be, or whatever argument that is, by argument I mean completely ignoring it, that if you do padlock that door, it'll move down the street somewhere?
Well, you have to ask for a business license, do you not?
Well, they're operating without one.
Exactly my point. Shut it down. You can't operate a business without a business license. And if you're selling the sort of things that they're selling, I believe you have to have a license to sell those things. The task force, which was composed of representatives from the mayor's office and city agencies, including the police department, visited the shop in November. Quoting here from Jaslyn Johnson, spokeswoman for Mayor Lucas, "While Kansas City's businesses are vital to our community, any business operating illegally," which I believe operating without a license is, "or allowing illegal activity," I believe murder is, "to persist and endanger lives will not be tolerated in Kansas City."
Is it a little odd we're having this conversation outside of the purview of a typical after-hours bar and grill?
Great point.
We have talked about these nuisance properties before. It's always a bar.
Right. That goes past time.
Yes.
And somehow, you know, hey, you want to sneak in the
Yes,
back
and they corner? Have they have illegal after hours. Mm-hmm. I don't know that we've ever talked about a nuisance property that is anything outside of a bar.
This is a smoke shop. You want to come buy cigarettes? Maybe a couple of cigars? Maybe you want some Copenhagen long cut. I don't know. What do you want? 116 calls in 1 year. Tell me how that happens.
Do they break down the nature of the calls?
Yesterday it was a shooting.
I know. December and there was a triple shooting back in December with one dead.
But December of 2022,
what are the other
calls?
Because quite frankly, if you look at some Walmarts around town, their calls to service are going to be greater than that number. Is Walmart a nuisance property? Because I could have that conversation all day long.
That's a fair point. That's a very fair point. Telephone number here is 913-586-7798, 586-7798. Somebody says, is this not a public nuisance? Yes.
Well, it's a nuisance if you ask the police department.
Somebody says, they only sell smoking products, not marijuana. That's fine. It doesn't matter. Clearly.
Yes, if you're selling tobacco, you still need
a license
correct.
To do so.
That is correct.
We just had a guy call in who couldn't hang on the line, but he said he used to own an apartment building just 4 blocks west of this location.
Okay.
He said he sold the building years ago because he was tired of dealing with everything that went on in that area. He would not go into detail.
Okay. I feel bad for anyone who owns a business nearby. I really do. All right, let's get to Ralph Jarl. I've been wanting to talk about this for a couple days.
Okay. Happy to do it.
The family of Ralph Jarl has filed a lawsuit against not just accused shooter Andrew Lester, but also the neighborhood HOA where Ralph was shot and nearly killed on Lester's front doorstep. Okay?
All right.
The family of Ralph Jarl, the teenager who was shot and injured last year when he knocked on the wrong door, has filed a civil lawsuit in Missouri against the accused shooter Andrew Lester and the Highland Acres Lakeside Heights Homeowners Association. The lawsuit was filed in Clay County on behalf of Jarl's mother. The complaint accuses Lester and the HOA of careless and negligent acts that have led to permanent injuries and damage for the teen. According to the civil complaint, Jarl suffered and sustained permanent injuries, endured pain and suffering of a temporary and permanent nature, experienced disability and losses of normal life activity, was obligated to spend large sums of money for medical care and attention, and suffered other loss and damages. I don't deny the losses. I think all of that is true. But the lawsuit alleges the Highlands Acres neighborhood failed to communicate regulations on discharging firearms within the neighborhood, and that the association failed to render aid to Jarl after he was shot. Now, I will remind you, there were several people where he was knocking on doors begging for help that would not come out and help him.
Okay, go back to the argument about the HOA. Can you read that again?
The HOA failed to communicate regulations on discharging firearms within the neighborhood.
Not their responsibility. That's the city's responsibility.
And that the association failed to render aid to Jarl after he was shot.
Come on.
I don't know that you can pin that on the association. You could certainly say several neighbors failed to render aid before the one man finally ran out and tried to save him and saved him.
Well, and I'm thinking about the ambulance unit at my HOA. Oh, wait, there isn't one.
Nearly every municipality has a law against firing a weapon inside city limits.
They're going after the HOA because that's the only place they can get money.
I don't know that that's true either. I mean, don't most HOAs have, what, a few $1,000 in the bank just in case, Scott? The HOAs are not going to be flush with money. The entity that is going to pay this out and should will be Lester's homeowner's insurance policy. This falls under the umbrella of homeowner's insurance, does it not? It happened on his doorstep.
That's a good question. That's a great question. If you commit a crime on your own property, is your homeowner's insurance liable for that?
Let me ask it a different way. Let's say, God forbid, that Lester is acquitted of firing that gun. I can't even think about it without throwing up. Let's say he's acquitted.
possible.
He still shot and almost killed an unarmed, innocent young man who knocked on the wrong door.
But
does the guilty or not guilty verdict have anything to do with whether or not the insurance company pays that out? Ralph Jarl deserves a payday for this.
I don't disagree with you on that.
I don't know.
On that, you and I will not disagree. But I would bet insurance companies, and we'll need to hear from some of our insurance experts. My guess is that an insurance company does not pay for crime committed on your property.
Ooh. When you're the one committing it?
Yes. That's exactly what I'm saying.
If you shoot and almost kill an unarmed child knocking on the wrong door,
you are
100% a homeowner's insurance claim.
No, that is a homeowner claim. I don't know that it's a homeowner's insurance claim. The insurance company is going to say,
if
we don't protect against breaking the law.
Scott, if you trip and fall on a crack on my
not a crime
walk sidewalk out front,
not a crime,
the homeowner's insurance is going to pay that.
Correct.
And just think about the medical bills.
Not a crime.
Oh, Scott.
If I shoot you in my home or in my yard, my insurance company is not going to pay for that.
Oh, I completely disagree.
There's
anything that happens on your property. If someone jumps a fence and drowns in your backyard pool,
not a crime.
Trespassing, jumps a fence and drowns in your backyard pool, you'd better believe your homeowner's insurance is going to pay that out.
They committed the crime. I did not.
Where are our insurance people?
913-586-7798. Mike in Topeka. Mike, hello.
Hey, guys. In terms of the family going after the HOA on the grounds that they didn't educate the residents on proper or safe discharging of a firearm in the neighborhood, really having struggles with that one, because it's already illegal in any city to discharge a firearm within the city limits. And so that would basically be akin to saying that the city has a responsibility to educate all citizens. And, you know, you guys know, for the listeners who don't know, I'm a big gun guy. I take pride in how well I know various laws from various areas so that I make sure that I'm being a responsible person. And I've never heard of any city educating anyone about that. You know, it's just kind of a if you break that law, then you find out about it when you break it. But, you know, there's never been an education of what is safe firing or discharging of a firearm in a residential neighborhood. That's not an HOA responsibility.
Mike, any more than a city would have to inform you have to have insurance on your car to drive it.
Exactly. Or that you can't park your car in your yard. You know, there are laws against that in a lot of different cities that say you can't have your vehicle parked in your yard. You can get a code violation for that.
Mm-hmm.
No one ever tells you about it until you get a ticket for it. I think it's the same thing. The homeowners associations don't have a responsibility to tell people you can't discharge your firearm in the neighborhood because it's already illegal.
Nor would I argue does a homeowners association have a responsibility to render aid. They don't have an ambulance unit.
Now, is the HOA supposed to send out a flyer with like a little handbook of municipal laws?
No, but if there's nothing in there about the illegal discharge of a firearm, that's why this is being pointed out in the lawsuit.
But that's not an HOA violation. That's a city violation.
But there can also be city violations that are also HOA violations. To his point, the car up on blocks is going to be illegal in some cities. It's not going to be illegal in others.
Dustin in Green Valley. Dustin, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
First of all, I just want to say that in a perfect world, I would hope everybody would help anybody that needed help.
Agreed. Amen.
Agreed.
That being said, our legal system does have flaws in it. However, when they want to go to the HOA, and say that, I don't think there's any bearing against that. Then when you talked about them trying to go after the people whose houses they went to and they didn't come to help. What crime by them not answering the door actually happened? The only crime that I can see out of all this was him shooting the guy for no reason. I don't think of another crime because it is not illegal to not help somebody. Does that make sense what I'm trying to say?
Actually, it is. If you are someone who is a first responder, I believe you're legally required to help them.
Okay, well, that would work if the people who actually went to was a first responder, but if they're just the average Joe Schmo off the street, you're not legally obligated. Now, I hope you would, or at least call 911, but there's no leg to stand on in a court case, I would think.
Justin, let me give you another analogy where I think you might be correct, and we've talked about this before on this program. During severe weather, one year, a man and a woman and three kids in a car, or two kids in a car with several cell phones for some reason, go banging on my neighbor's door. Can we please come in? There's a tornado coming. Okay. And we have talked about this. Do you let that family in? And I remember saying I'd let them in my garage. You know, if it's a woman and an infant.
Till the garage gets ripped off.
Probably. I mean, well, we've
better,
had.
Better than leaving them in the driveway.
But if and they did not knock on my door. They knocked on my neighbor's door. If the police came the next day and said, hey, these people were seeking shelter in an emergency. They banged on your door and you didn't answer the door. That's a crime. We would all be going, wait, what do you mean that's a crime?
Right.
So
what if you're out of town?
I don't know that.
Well, what if you're not?
I struggle with the failure to render aid because the first door he knocked on, if they did not know an innocent child had been shot. Oh, Scott, there was more than one door. He tried knocking on.
Are there not good Samaritan laws?
Two, if not three doors before someone finally came to help sweet Ralph. But if you're on the other side of that door and you don't know, you know, in a tornado warning or otherwise, what the person wants that's banging on the door, do you have an obligation to answer? And I think the answer is sadly no.
No, but you also do not have the responsibility of shooting through your front door at somebody who has not entered your home.
By the way, everything I can find, insurance does not cover crimes.
I'm not surprised.
Period.
It does cover the medical fallout of something you caused on your property,
I don't believe that's accurate. I think they would say that is on you. You committed a crime.
If anyone in your household commits a crime on your property, insurance will not provide coverage.
Well, that's not a blanket true statement. If I roll over someone with my car in my driveway, you better believe insurance covers that.
Did you intend to do that?
No.
Then it wasn't a crime. You and I love to play lawyer.
No. Where are our homeowners insurance people? I'm telling you, this is what umbrella policies are for.
But Dana, this guy allegedly shot this kid through the door of his home. There is not an insurance company in America who is going to take that case and pay anything to young Ralph Jarl. And I think Ralph Jarl is a victim.
100% he is a victim.
No question about it. But no insurance company is going to say, well, you know, yeah, you're right. We insured that guy, and he was an idiot, allegedly. And he allegedly shot this kid through the door, so we're going to pay it. No way. And that is why they have not sued his insurance company, because they know that it is a bridge too far. That they will not get money from that.
I am posting this now and asking our insurance people to weigh in. Please, our homeowners insurance people, weigh in.
913-586-7798.
Okay, from my Facebook page.
Okay.
Insurance agent here. Pulling the trigger is generally considered an intentional act, and therefore, Scott, you are right, not covered by homeowners insurance. Right. She writes, I always recommend my clients get gun owners insurance for this very reason.
Oh, so when they want to shoot somebody, they're insured.
Generally, the only time a weapon going off is covered under homeowners insurance is some sort of accident, like a gun going off by accident. And this certainly, in the case of the shooting of Ralph Jarl, was not an accident.
No, it was an alleged crime. Somebody writes in on the text line, if your dog bites somebody, Does homeowners cover it? I think sometimes they will.
And then they'll drop you. Yes.
They'll drop you like a hot rock. But keep in mind, your dog biting somebody, at least on the first attempt, is not a crime.
Well, even on the second attempt, it's not a crime. The dog just gets put down.
Fair point. Somebody jumping your fence line and getting into your pool, you have committed no crime.
In fact, they committed the crime by trespassing on your property.
Bingo.
But your insurance takes the hit.
Bingo.
How about this? How do I feel? One of the winners of the historic $1.3 billion Powerball jackpot is an immigrant from Laos who has had cancer for 8 years.
Oh, my.
He had his latest chemotherapy treatment last week. Wow.
Good for him.
Wow.
Good for him. All right, quick break for the news. She is Dana Wright. That guy over there is Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott. Here on KMBZ, we will see you on the other side.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.